able to get to the end, and that it's actually, here it is, this whole journey, it's finally like it's the last day.
Yeah. But 50 miles now, I mean, you work so hard to be able to get it down to 50 miles.
Yeah, I mean, I'm surprised. 10 days ago, I had to do 66.7 miles a day. If I had have limped around any longer on my hamstring, I think, you know, already it seemed kind of unreachable for me. I know that I have the, I knew that I had the capacity to knock out that kind of mileage in a day, but I didn't know how many days I could hold it for, especially as you start getting to the end of the race and I'm only getting lighter and thinner, and the strength definitely has to start coming from within more and more rather than from the physical sense. So, yeah, if I had to limp around any longer, I don't know how possible it would have been, who knows, but I had to make my move when I made it, and yeah, I mean, it was just, I'm so amazed that kind of every day it chopped down from 66.7 to 65 to 64 to 62 to 60, 59, and here we are last day with 50 to go.
Yeah. From a spiritual perspective, and I realize that's something that may not be easy to put into words, but it has to be at some point where you're going to come to a sense that this is, you fulfilled an achievement inwardly as well.
Well, at that point, when I look at it on that level, it's not my achievement. And I really got that sense yesterday that, you know, although every day it seems so, like, so long and so much effort, and you really have to invoke every spiritual quality at your disposal, you know, from cheerfulness, enthusiasm, eagerness, determination, willpower, gratitude, joy, surrender, humility, simplicity, sincerity, all these qualities you've really got to engage and grow into, and try and become those exact qualities to get through all the different life experiences that present themselves to you. So from the perspective of the spiritual nature, yesterday I really came to the conclusion that all those days that had gone by, they really didn't exist anymore, and, well, certainly I hadn't lived them. It wasn't me, myself, and I, you know. And I look at that more and more now. It's really, it's not my achievement, you know. I'm all gratitude. It's all grace. And that 1% of personal effort of living out those spiritual qualities, well, who am I to claim possession of them as well? You know, they're not mine. So I really feel that, you know, I guess on the start line, I was just the willingness and eagerness to take the first steps and make the journey, and the rest was definitely all done for me.
You've had the entire family here in different bits and pieces, but particularly now you have Nandan and Shakti here to participate and be part of that. What role does having the family around been, do you think, for you in this race?
For me, because I'm a family man, it's been an absolutely huge role. You know, there's no way I could have done anything of what I've done without their support. Like, I believe I've said it before, I completely had the easy part. I just have to circle the block, anti-clockwise or clockwise, 1 foot in front of the other, and try and remain cheerful and happy. But Nandana has had the supreme self-sacrifice job of being the, you know, the greatest handler and server, and constantly taking care of all my food. She's up the same time I am at 5 o'clock in the morning, preparing all the food for the first part of the morning. Although I'm skinny, I'm eating a lot of food out here. You know, and then she's looking after Shakti and getting her off to school and coming back and then serving me all day, as well as looking after her. And she's getting the same sleep I am and doing all this work. So, you know, from that perspective. And then my parents came out, and that really, they came out right as my injury came to an end, and that just boosted me like anything. And that's when I was posting 70 mile days. And now Nandana's mother has come out, and the whole of just the encouragement and support. You know, you realize when you're out here running, you offer so much inspiration to others, and their inspiration is actually what turns around and feeds you to keep going. So it's a reciprocal thing, and having the support and encouragement and inspiration coming back at you from family and friends and everybody around the world via emails and phone calls and goodwill and thoughts, it picks you up and takes you to another level, and then you're just able to move forward through no matter what comes your way.
At one point you had this goal of setting a standard for the 6-day race in the 52-day race. What the heck was that all about?
Well, it's funny. I mean, it was all part of having to get very high mileage to bring my last day mileage down so I can actually complete it. But I looked at the scores and I thought, well, there's a lot of 70s and 68s in there. That looks pretty good. And I added it up on the on the fifth day, I think it was, and I got to, I can't remember, it was like 390 or 395 miles from the previous 6 days. So I thought, well, if I knock off the first day and add a big day today, then I'm going to go over 400. So that's what I did. I think it was a 60 or a 62 at the first day. So I took that one off and started from the next day, which was 70 miles. And I thought, right, if I post 70 miles today, I'm going over 400. So
405 miles for the six-day race.
I believe that's what it was.
The folks back in New Zealand have been following this very, very closely and have been supporting you. And you're doing something for the country as well. And I know that you feel close to your country and that setting a record for New Zealand is a pretty great achievement as well, right?
Absolutely. At this point, I feel like the entire soul of New Zealand will be pleased. it's the achievement of New Zealand, and I'm so deeply grateful to everyone in the Sri Chinmoy Centre back home in New Zealand, all their support, love, encouragement, emails. It's just huge. It definitely doesn't feel like it's mine, Nandana and Shakti's effort to finish this race, but it's a collective consciousness of everybody collectively putting everything together, and it's a beautiful thing.
You have to have also felt that in some way that the something about Sri Chinmoy still being here and helping you and being part of this.
It's only on the result of my inner experience and the inner achievement from my prayer and meditation life encouraged by Sri Chinmoy that any of this is possible. I certainly, you know, I'm completely 100% inspired by everything that Sri Chinmoy represents, and there is no way that I would have even got to the start line if it wasn't for the inspiration, support, and encouragement of Sri Chinmoy. So at the end of the day, everything that I have, everything that I am, everything that this race is, represents, all goes back to Sri Chinmoy. And for that, I'm, again, deeply grateful. I wouldn't be a runner, in fact, if it wasn't for Sri Chinmoy.
Thank you.